Blog Talk Radio.
Co-written all of them. Also gonna release That's Why I Fell in Love with You, which is totally different. It's experimentation in pop that will likely be released sometime within a year. I released a lot of songs, but as I was releasing them, I made a bad business decision. I should have had been aware of my publishing contracts dilemma, because I had I thought I was signed to Dave Chappelle Publishing, and I found out that I looked on BMI, it was not assigned, so I actually am technically not assigned to BMI Publishing in terms of Dave Chappelle. So I decided to start my own publishing company, and I shouldn't have my publishing company right away when I released these singles, because it would have protected me from being ripped off. I believe that when I released these songs, and I was getting very little from it, I realized that that's the reason why, was because I didn't have enough protection in the publishing. So I started my own publishing company that was affiliated with BMI recently to try to get all those songs put on. Unfortunately, I had came up some problems because I heard somebody said they didn't write it. Of course I did. I got it copyrighted, and I got all my songs. I worked with another person, Dave Waterbury, and we worked on those songs. So being the 50% of the songwriter, half and half, I have a right to make a publishing, to have a publishing contract. It's important that every musician out there or songwriter that is have their rights to the publishing, because if you create it or help create it, then you have a right to it. Someone even lied and said I was an arranger. Well, the truth is, on all the songs that I've done, I did the predominance on the arrangement, yes. And I did as well as the lyrics and producing, but that's not the only thing I've done. With the music side, come up with a certain kind of melody to play with the instruments. So I helped work on that. But I won't take full credit for these songs, but I am the songwriter for them because I wrote with another person. So it was a great collaboration. Maybe forever on through time, I am officially the songwriter. But for the most part, me and David worked on pretty much everything. I will say that David is a great producer, and my experiences were very good. But owning these songs is very vital, because if I own it, I should have the publishing to it. Because I know the publishing contract is probably one of the most sought after contracts in the music industry, because that's where a person or a company who have the rights can promote it, they can license it, they can do a lot of things. Songwriter, being just a songwriter, which I have, the control in terms of I have to give permission for anyone to be a publisher, because truthfully, the songwriter is really the one who has all the power, because they wrote the song, so if they have copyrighted it, they really own the song. But when they sign a contract to work with a publisher for someone else to be the publisher or for themselves, that's really the only way for a publisher to come into the picture. They need permission or from the songwriter. But the publisher, license, they promote it, they can make deals. Songwriter wrote the song and stuff and get a percentage. But being a songwriter, if you create a song, you should own it, period. Fortunately, a lot of musicians have signed away their publishing rights. I myself have been at a disadvantage without a publishing contract officially. So I decided to start one, but the opposition to it from someone who's lying, I'm like, the only thing I say is, as long as I got this copyright, and as long as I know a producer, he wrote it too, and we know, I'm be fine. So I have this song on BMI to put in my publishing company to protect myself, because I want to have I want to help promote and license the songs. It's important that every artist have some say in how their song is promoted or licensed or used or whatever, because that's their work. I believe that every artist should own their publishing, period, because they know that they made the song, whether it's one, two, five people or whatever. they made the song. They wrote the lyrics. They wrote the melody, the music. They did all that. They arranged it. They did all that. So if they did all that, then they should be a part of it. Really, the lyricists and who wrote the music should be involved, because they would, I think, the musician, the songwriter, has the best opinion on how that song should, where that song should go. They know, they wrote the song, they know how they wrote it and how the promotion is. I think they probably would be the best pitch people to get that song heard somewhere where it can be a success. Because each song has a picture, paints a picture about something or tells a story, and how that story is told and how it's been manifested within the songwriting could be best fit for some type of movie, or maybe another artist will sing it or a group will sing it, or best fit for, you know, the songwriter to sing it themselves, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They're the best pitch people, I believe. And also, especially, if they wrote it, they should keep it. And for someone who has not written a song, and for someone especially someone who had no business being in the music industry anyway, who's trying to steal someone's songwriting rights, that's not fair. That's why a lot of dreams have been taken in Hollywood and taken in the music business, whether you're London, Paris, New York, big cities, world around the world, where musicians have been taken advantage of because they signed bad business deals. Because the truth is, I'm a songwriter and a singer and musician first and foremost. I was not necessarily a business person, and a lot of musicians are not business people. It's important for them to understand the business, to become business savvy, to continue learning about the business, take some business classes. You don't need to go to get a BA in business or an MBA, but, you know, take some classes on the music, how the music industry is, learn a lot, and then that will help. Because you hear all those horror stories about all those famous musicians who have made not one dime out of their pocket. Their song is out there, they sold millions, and they don't have no money. Well, that's the thing about the publishing, because when I was listening to all these people, you know, glam metal in the 80s and stuff, they sold millions, some of them, and yet they signed all their publishing away. So it's important that we keep our publishing. It's important, you know, or, you know, it's important. I love to write, but I also feel that the music industry is a business, and to deal with it and to be successful at it, you have to be a businessman just as much as being an artist. And I think for each person in the business, a lot of people got screwed over, pretty much everybody. I did. So I made a bad business decision not to have my publishing when I released the songs. So I did. I do have the copyright. I do have it with BMI. I technically do have some kind of a publishing, but it wasn't official. So now I got a publishing. So if you have a song out there, please, when you release a song, please get your publishing or sign with some publishing. Now, if you're comfortable signing with somebody else to run your publishing, then that's fine. You know, that's your decision. But I think that if I'm a songwriter or singer, I got to have control, because I made it. I helped make it, so why not? I got to. But it has to be fair, you know? I mean, if I'm going to give a business proposition to help make a song a success, then yeah, there are some dilemmas and stuff that I must be aware of. But owning your song is so important. Okay, I wrote Unique. I wrote Outkast. I wrote Forever at the Time. I would say Outkast has the melody. I made up that whole melody. You know, people don't know what they're going to do. You know, that you know, business about, because I was in a deep stage. That was a bad stage in my life. You know, I was going through way so much chaos. Being homeless, living out in the L.A. County, coming into downtown L.A., into Hollywood and the Valley. And I went through a lot, and that song was just what state I was. So I felt alienated by the world, so that was Outkast. And then Unique, I wrote that because I came up with the idea and writing that about my experiences with the record business. I had so many experiences by the time I wrote Unique. I just released a compilation, LA Music Scene. And then the next year, I just wrote Unique. Because my observation of the music industry wasn't very good, you know, ups and downs. You know, I had some crazy people. In my songs, you know, people recognize me as a songwriter more than a singer. My thing is that I don't know why, you know, because the voice, without my voice, there would be no song. Because really I start singing it, and that's how it is. But sometimes I don't always sing with some of the recordings. Sometimes I bang on something. Again, bang on the piano, bang on the drum, bang on something. And I write it. I could just bang on a pot or something, boom, boom, and then the words come out. Or I could just, you know, and stuff like that. But I do arrange a lot of the songs. I arrange pretty much every one of them. But arrangement is part of the producing. The writing, the lyrics, and the music is the songwriting. I'm definitely part of that too. And I won't take full credit, you know, Unique, Outkast, you know, I will say yes. It was fun to do it, but that was where I was, because Unique is a story about my experiences in Hollywood, trying to make it. I was someone who had unsolicited tapes, and that was one thing. I got rejected, but the Unique was about the numerous experiences where I had my tape, and was given to a record label, a big one or a small one, and they were going to give me a chance. And there you go. Whereas the other song, Forever at the Time, well, I was at a good state at that time. Well, except where I was living, but I don't want to get into my personal situation. I was feeling good. Just coming around, you know, things started to look a little bit better, and I did that, you know, at a time where I was just wanted to do something different, and it's about falling in love, you know. Actually started, it was the song actually came from, I heard a pop song a long time ago, but it was just about love, and I thought, oh, that's such an inspiration, but it was not meant to be, pop is meant to be rock, so I went in and did it. So it's a love songs, and the next song that's gonna come out, That's Why I Fell in Love with You. Now that song is about love, finding that right love. Now when I write love songs like Forever Through Time, have you noticed I write it in a way to be universal. It's meant for every type of person and lifestyles, regardless of if you're straight, if you're gay, if you're black, white, whatever. I mean, I wrote it in that way because I was trying to be more universal. When I write love songs, I be universal. I'm trying to, you know. So that's what it's all about. So that's why I fell in love with the same thing, universal, so people can interpret it in their own way. So how they feel in a relationship between a boy and a girl, a man and woman, or man and man, a woman, whatever you, whoever you love, that's what the song is for. So I had a good day talking to you about this, but especially keep your songwriter, keep if you're the songwriter, keep your publishing. You'll find out you'll be better off than you're not, because it doesn't matter what happens. Even if you don't sell a record, I mean, if you own your publishing, it's a sense of empowerment. You have that power over the song that you made, and that's so important to me, and that should be important to any artist who write and who write lyrics or write music and stuff. They own their song, the publishing. They got the power. They have the power over their own music. And unfortunately, in the music business, the business side of music, a lot of people have lost that power. Musicians and singers who wrote some songs, they have lost it through bad business deals. And important, I know it's important. Why? It's just as important to be business savvy and learn the business. It's important to own your publishing. Have to take, because when you own it, you know, you make the decisions, not someone else. Good night from Dub Night.